from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What up, everybody? We got breaking stadium news. It's a mouthful. Here we go. FedEx Field out. Northwest Federal Credit Union Field in. We're going to have to come up with some sort of nickname for this. Landfill, the Northwest Federal Credit Union Field, home of the Washington Commanders. I'm going to run out of air Good morning, Brian.
This is typical Washington fans. Every time something comes up, you got to be a complaint immediately.
I'm not complaining.
It's Northwest Field.
Be done with it. I like Northwest Field.
They are NW. When you look at Northwest Federal Credit, the NW stands out.
So they're just calling it Northwest Stadium, it looks like.
There we go.
All right.
You look at what's produced all the time, the NW is what is very prominent whenever you discuss them.
Here's where I'm at. I've made this my bed to lay in since the removal of Dan Snyder and since the new guys are there. Cool. Sell the rights. We'll call it the
If you want to call it something else, then that other team, that other person should have stepped up. But Northwest Federal Credit Union stepped up with the chatter.
I don't care. They like, you know what they did? They did what functional professional sports teams do.
Yes.
They had a naming rights change. You know where that happens? The Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, that just happens. Good teams change the naming rights.
Yeah.
And it's great. Now, you know, we'll get used to it. It'll take a little getting used to. Northwest Stadium sounds cool with me. But more than all, this is just what functional sports franchises do.
Yeah. They did that. And it was an 8-year deal. And I think people saw you. The question is, 8 years, let's just bring something up, people. You won't be getting a new stadium until 2030 any damn way.
And that's best case, probably.
Yeah, so the whole thing about it is, let's not make things out to be like it's so out there. That if you were to get a brand new stadium, it's going to take about 3, 4, 5 years to build it. And none of that stuff has even started yet. And they have a lease that ends in what? 27.
But Josh Harris, Sunday afternoon at...
Yeah, he said about...
He said 2030 seems realistic.
If I
had to guess, the big carrot to all this for Northwest Stadium is they probably maybe get right of first refusal at the new joint to carry over and get naming rights there. But to me, the timeline kind of adds up.
Yeah,
it does. I think they're probably paying a lot of money. They've already been a sponsor. Don't they sponsor your pre and post game? So they clearly like the product they're getting.
They definitely do. But like I walked in.
This is just good, normal business news.
So I showed up to the game the other night, right around 8:15. I walk in, I get my little pad, my credential. I'm walking through and I'm like, damn, it looks better. They have changed a lot of stuff inside that stadium. And I think the ultimate thing is they're trying to change. They had a whole like a food tour where they had different foods and things in there. They are trying to make sure that the fan is going to be able to go there and enjoy themselves, unlike how it was prior.
I thought
we don't care.
A lot of that stuff looked good.
Yeah, we don't care if you like it or not. We're not adding nothing.
Those
but now they are.
Open concourses where you can walk through and grab a beer, a soda, and some peanuts, whatever you want to grab. And I think they just scan your phone on the way out. You know how much that should speed things up for folks that just want to grab something rather than having to wait in line?
When you walk to the... From the field to the press box, you notice all the different stuff on the walls. It just looks more like livable. It seems like it's something real. It was like a damn dungeon before.
Yeah. Well, and dude, you couldn't help but notice that all the signage, all the old FedEx signage was down.
It should be incredibly noticeable. They're not paying any more money. They can't get no free press.
Well, and that, like, I think, you know, the color scheme, I know a previous person that came here to work on the business side and then left fairly quickly because it was I'm talking like 7-8 years ago because it was clearly pretty broken, and they described the color scheme at FedEx Field as the inside of a very cheap Mexican chain restaurant. You remember how many different colors there were? Like, it didn't make any sense. Like, why is there turquoise prominently involved at a stadium that houses the burgundy and gold? You know what I mean? And I think they're getting away with all that stuff. Yo, if you're a Commanders fan today, you know the good news? They're just doing what normal sports franchises do.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, I think you could argue, seriously, they've had three coaches in 100 years.
Yeah.
A ton of Super Bowl wins. Sorry, I'm all steamed up about this stadium deal. They have Mike Tomlin's never had a losing record.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers are like the perfect example of organizational stability and a well-run team.
Totally.
And you know what happened to Pittsburgh? Do you know where they play now?
Where?
Nobody knows or cares because it was Heinz Field forever, and now it is Acrisure Stadium.
But see, this is the thing about it. We say this, and I know people like to downplay it. When you say winning cures all, people like, oh, no, it doesn't. Yes, it does, because when the Steelers change their name, the fans can give a damn about that. Why? Because the product on the field has been good. And the thing about right now is you got people coming in doing what real owners do. But as soon as something happens, we go back to what the bad owner did. Instead of giving credit for it and move forward. Hey, the name, who really cares? The name don't get you no victories. So the team getting better is going to get you victories. But this is a normal thing, and it shouldn't be coming to the, oh, man, why did they go with that person? And, you know, some people going to say that. And I think they'll think just like me. Give them one finger salute, keep moving.
Jeff, do you know where the Chiefs play?
Candlestick. No, that's what's called.
That's the Arrowhead.
That's old San Francisco.
25 years ago.
Arrowhead.
As a matter of fact, it's Geehaw Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
And guess what? It's still Arrowhead.
Right. Like, if you're good, the business operations do not matter. So sell the naming rights. I don't know a ton about Northwest Federal Credit Union. I'm sure they're great people. I don't care. It's the best part. Sell it. And now everybody can call it Northwest Stadium, and this is what functional organizations do.
Yeah.
And
what have we complained about for the last 20-plus years?
The lack of a functional organization.
And now we got it. Let's praise it. Let's applaud it.
I've been tipped off to a possibly very good name for the stadium. Very good nickname.
What's that?
The Fed. I'm into that.
Hey, man. Whatever they call it, that's money going into their pockets. I care about the Commanders winning. That's what I care about. Well, and I think that'll solve a lot of things. Get people mind on the right stuff instead of the wrong stuff.
I think that's fair. Listen, this is what functional organizations do. I don't know anything about this bank, and I hope they're great people.
I can tell you this. If they're buying a naming rights of a stadium, it's a damn successful bank.
Sure.
I can tell you that.
Here's a question that I don't know that any of the four of us know the answer here. What is the difference between a credit union and a bank?
Don't know. They both
Jeff,
have
explain
money.
Explain that to us.
They both have a lot of money.
Jeff, go ahead and give us a brief explanation on the difference between a credit union and a bank.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to do. I was about to say, hold on, let me
I just wanted you to shoot from the hip, Jeff. I wanted you to let the world know.
Nope. I'm not
Landini,
doing that.
You got one?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, we've clearly
it is like with the word union, is the credit union ran more by the people that are members?
I think the credit union
a private entity
is owned by the people that like have accounts there.
And maybe they're not publicly traded and trying to, you know, because banks are determined by their quarterly profits or whatever.
Right.
Maybe we'll get an expert because I don't know that the four of us are. But
we're not.
Here's what we can tell you. The Commanders officially just tweeted this out.
There you go.
New stadium naming rights deal. I'll read from the press release. The Washington Commanders and Northwest Federal Credit Union today announced a new multi-year exclusive naming rights agreement for the football team stadium, bringing together two institutions with a storied history in the region and community. The agreement, which marks a new chapter for the Washington Commanders, will rebrand the team's home from Commanders Field to Northwest Stadium. On September 15th, the two organizations will officially kick off the extension and expansion of their existing partnership through a joint press conference at the stadium before the Commanders' home opener. I quote from Josh Harris, and then I'm going to stop reading this because it's kind of boring. Northwest Federal Credit Union has been an integral part of this community for generations, and we could not be prouder to partner with an organization as committed to the DMV as we are. As we continue to work toward toward our goal of building the Commanders into an elite franchise that consistently competes for championships. We are excited to welcome our team and fans to Northwest Stadium and look forward to creating incredible memories together on the field and in the communities we serve. Huzzah! Make it work, fellas.
Welcome.
Congratulations.
Northwest. All right, credit unions and banks are different than this. Credit unions are not-for-profit. Banks are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.